Joining us now in our studio is director of Northfield Public Broadcasting, Sam Temple. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, did I get that title right? I think I've asked you this each month.
Station manager, but we have directors for individual programs, so, okay. You know, at times I am the director, so...
So I'm not completely wrong all the time.
You got Northfield Public Broadcasting right, so that is good. That's an A mark for me. It's hard to get people on board with a rebrand, so...
Well, we have Sam Temple on every month to talk about some of the things that are going on. Let's start off with the St. Paul Saints. The Saints are playing today.
That's right. They're playing today at 1 p.m., so you can have the Saints on NPB. You can have that streaming. You can have that wherever you have it, and then you can have the Twins on whatever platform you get that on, so you can have double the Minnesota baseball.
Yeah. that platform, by the way, for the Twins would be radio.
There you go. Hey.
Have the radio on one, the TV on the other.
Exactly.
Is that going pretty well? I think fun to watch.
It is a lot of fun to watch. So I'll tune in and just see how we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, especially it's really fun having the Twins connection, having them be an affiliate.
Yeah.
Because then you get some of those players who are rehabbing or who are coming up the ranks. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, the Twins aren't having the best season, so they're really building in a lot of young talent, and that's really fun to see, because they're working really hard, they're trying really hard, and it makes for exciting baseball when everyone's just pushing as hard as they can.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's sometimes how you get injuries like Buxton, but it still makes it exciting baseball. Yeah. And you can catch that on NPB.
And you all the games, the home and away?
So it depends on what the contracts are. So sometimes they've got certain games contracted to be on Bally or Fox 9 or a college network. But whatever isn't picked up by another network, that goes to the community television network that we have here that Northfield's part of.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Once again, Sam Temple with us from Northfield Public Broadcasting. Let's move on. What else do you have going on? I mean, this is summertime. We've had a busy time. You know, we had the Vintage Band Festival.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Have you been keeping up with all this?
Absolutely, yeah. So one piece that we have upcoming is a few highlights. We've got three performances from the Vintage Band Festival that will be on in a couple of weeks here. So for those who missed it, it was this beautiful event that was put on by a great organization, great volunteers, and some really incredible talent. So if you missed any of those performances or just want to relive a few of them, we'll be having that on NPB soon. And luckily they reached out to get that recorded, and that worked out nicely. And it just felt so good to be with people again. And we've been able to be with people again because, you know, Minnesota has done a good job with folks getting vaccinated and people being safe. And that's another segment that we have on NPB is actually it was submitted. So this leans into another piece that I'm promoting. If you have programs to submit, you should submit it. But the Northfield Hospital and Clinics submitted a series of videos talking about vaccination, talking about some people who were hesitant to get the vaccine, talking about the benefits. And it shows that, you know, healthcare folks, you know, they're people, they're members of our community. And those interviews that they submitted did a really good job of showing those healthcare professionals in their full complexity, and talking to folks about being safe and getting the vaccine. So if you tune in, we're having a big push right now on NPB. So if you tune in at any point, there's a pretty good chance it's going to be one of those conversations with a Northfield healthcare professional.
All right. And that is on channel?
Channel 180 and 187 on Spectrum.
Okay.
And you can stream anytime, any program you want, or watch live at npb.ci.northfield.mn.us. But usually if you Google Northfield Public Broadcasting, luckily the Northfield in Illinois and the Northfield in Maryland don't come up, which is sometimes the case. But we're good. We're good on the public broadcasting front.
All right. Sam, what else do you have going on? What have you been working on this summer? And what are we going to see on NPB coming month August?
So one big piece that's coming up is it's board and commission recruitment season. And, you know, the biggest thing you can do is talk face-to-face or talk one-on-one trying to recruit board members. But if you just want general information, our communication specialist, Kara Trigstad, put together a great video trying to recruit people to the boards and commissions. So we have some relative newcomers to board and commissions talking about what their experience is. We have some veterans of boards and commissions. So if you are interested at all in any of that, you can check out local city media to see that video coming out. So that'll be coming out pretty soon. And then there's been a lot going on with the police department as well. They've got a couple new initiatives. One of them is talking about body cams and what the procedure is with all of that. That'll be something new. If you do interact with a police officer at all, they will have body cameras on. And Mark Elliott does a great job talking about that. That'll be in an upcoming PSA. And the Lights Out program for folks who might have a taillight or a headlight out. There are some options for them to get things paid for. Now, Mark Elliott does a much better job explaining, seeing as it is his profession. But any communication with that will be coming out on NPB very soon.
All right. Looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
The body cams, I think a lot of people, it was a very popular addition to the police department. A lot of people don't know quite how to react or what the whole process is when they're using that, if they would happen to be stopped. So good stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. And like I said, Mark Elliott does a great job. And they're just embracing these new programs, and communication is key. And you know, that's what the communications department is for, is making sure that the public is informed.
Sam, you had mentioned, and each time we've had you on, you've mentioned this, that you welcome incoming videos.
Yeah.
You
know,
can you give us, once again, remind us of what format, what the parameters are for submitting that?
Well, good news for any Northfield listeners. If you are a member of the Northfield community, you automatically qualify to have your videos on NPB.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that's maybe more regional, if it's something that's from broader Rice County, most of the time that works as well, as long as there is some sort of relevant connection to the Northfield or the greater Minnesota community. And in terms of what can be submitted, anything can really be submitted. This is a public platform. The only thing that might happen is if there is some sort of anything that would fall into the category that you don't want your kids to see or something like that, then we'll just play it after 11 p.m. So that's sort of the British model, is the more grown-up content is for later in the night. But pretty much anything that folks are interested in, if you're part of an organization, if you just have a hobby, if you just want to talk to the camera for a little bit, that absolutely is welcome, and it's I want this to be a conversation platform for the community, and that's really what I hope it'll be.
All right. And once again, so I guess anything that might give it an R rating then would be post 11 o'clock.
Yeah, R, PG-13, that sort of thing would go a little later. So, you know, the most common thing would be profanity. Mm-hmm. You know, the English language is a beautiful language, and if people decide to make full use of the English language, we'll put them later in the night.
All right. Once again, Sam Temple with us from Northfield Public Broadcasting. Sam, anything else you'd like to bring up while we have here?
No, the big thing is if you just reach out if you have any questions. We've had, since we've been coming on here, we've had more folks reach out about submitting, about potential projects that they'd like to work on. So if you have any questions about any of that, you can reach out to me. My email is on the City of Northfield website. So I welcome that. I recommend it. Like I said, we want this to be a community platform, a public platform that is accessible to everyone. So if you have thoughts on that or you have something you are thinking about putting together, feel free to reach out.
Sounds good. Sam, thanks so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank
and we'll
you
talk
so
to you
much.
Again next month.
Yeah, thanks for making this work.
All right. Sam Temple, once again from Northfield Public Broadcasting.